स्थापकाय च धर्मस्य सर्वधर्मस्वरूपिणे अवतारवरिष्ठाय रामकृष्णाय ते नमः। नमस्कार स्वामी। The two themes we took up yesterday, one was the aim, the goal or the purpose which we have set in front of us, and how to get it firmly rooted in front of us. Then we took up the different tendencies of the minds of sadhakas as they start seeking God. One was the kitten's path, the other one was the monkey child's path. And we discussed that verbally, legally, as we go on discussing these two paths, both seem to be opposite to each other. But there is one common thing underlying in both these approaches. And you will find that in both the approaches, whether you are a kitten following the cat path, or you are a monkey child following the Markata Nyaya, both the young ones of the cat as well as the monkey, they are depending on one undeniable principle, that both of them have to wait for the mother. The kitten also waits for the mother, so that the mother will hold and take it. Monkey child also simply cannot jump here and there. It also has to wait for the mother. And if they forget that there is a mother, which means God, then the whole process of the analogy, it fails. Because it's an analogy applied, an example applied for spiritual life. So whether we wait for God to pick us up, or we try to pick God, then we have to wait for God to come so that we can hold on to His belly like the monkey child. So the element of God remains an invariable principle in both the approaches. And unless that invariable principle constantly stays in front of our vision, then both the approaches cannot materialize. So kitten requires mother, and the monkey child also requires mother. That means we all sadhakas, whatever may be approach, in our mind, the presence of God as an invariable element is very essential. And that brings us to the topic of today's talk, Nama Japana Kyon Chhodiya. It's very easy to put things in a very complicated way to make it more interesting. That's the role of an intellectual. But the role of a genius is to put things in so simple a way that even a fool or a child can grasp it. Because the innocence of the child gives freshness to the intelligence. Whereas to an elderly man who tries to be an intellectual, his intelligence gets corrupted through the experiences of life. Our rishis were very intelligent, and they were as innocent as a child is. And Sri Ramakrishna is the best model, innocent like a child and intelligent like a sage, both combined in a unique way. So they put it in such a simple way, and they found out one of the most efficacious method to reach God realization, and they brought it as Nama Japa. And therefore the Sant Mahatma, he puts the first line of his song, Nama Japa Nityam Chhodiya. The question arises, because you have fixed something as a goal for which this Nama Japa was the most easiest, simplest, surest and safest method. Kyon chhod diya? Why did you leave that one? Suppose if that question is put to you, what will be your answer? क्यों छोड़ दिया? झूठ ने छोड़ा, क्रोध ने छोड़ा, सत्य वचन क्यों छोड़ दिया? What will be your answer, sir? Green T-shirt. Very, very easy. Last few years, I have come to this one particular point that not only when we are physically weak or we age, that Alzheimer takes place, even when we are young, very vigorous and robust, memory failure is one of the aspects of our personality. Great ideals, morality, ethics, all of us know. A pundit or a learned man is successful in debate as long as the memory accompanies. Otherwise, he may be a very learned man, but if memory slips or fails right at that moment, like as it happened to Karna in the Mahabharata, a great warrior, a valorous man, with so much of wounds to protect him, but at the nick of the moment, by the curse of the Guru, the memory failed and he couldn't get the mantra. Otherwise, Pandavas could have been defeated. So, memory failure is our constant companion, is it not? Otherwise, why do we forget telling the truth? How many times we tell lies, is it not? The only time we remember that truth alone triumphs is when we try to advise children and youngsters. But when it comes to our own life, we don't remember that. Satyam eva jayate. It is not that we don't know, we know all the ethics and morality, but the memory failure. Similarly, we know God alone is real. Is it not? No, we are all nodding our head. If that alone is real, then why did we forget him? That question invariably comes to our mind, is it not? If that is real, and if our belief that God alone is really real, why is that we are constantly forgetting God? So that is something wonderful in the inbuilt system of our personality, vismarana. Bhagavad Vismaranam or Ishwar Vismaranam. It is taking place. In a way, it is a boon that we forget things, and in a way, it is a bane that we are not able to remember the good things. Memory loss is a great anugraha from God. Otherwise, if we remember all the hurts, wounds, insults, everything that has come through the past life, every moment it will be a hell. We can't stay and move the people. In the houses, constant quarrels, misunderstandings, we forget it. Public, they say, have short memory. All the leaders are doing all sorts of nonsense and atrocities, and again when they stand for election, we elect them. Because the memory of the public is short-lived. Scandals, scams, so many things are happening, yet we forget. How many wrong things we have done, is it not? And we forget. How many good things others have done to us, and we forget that. And we remember how many bad things are wrong others have done to us. So this question was put by Rama to Vasishtha. Vasishtha Maharishi, why is that we are not remembering many things as you are advising so many things? Why is that we don't remember, especially our own nature? Then Vasishtha says, Sadhu Vismaranam Varam. That you are forgetting in a way God has kept it, otherwise it will be impossible. It will be impossible for Sita to come back with Ramakrishna and Sharada. She will remember last life, what you did. Do you remember? In spite of my immense purity, you made me undergo the trial. Don't you know how pure I am? Even Agni could not touch me. And it would have been impossible for mother to live with somehow the intelligent sage Sri Ramakrishna as he was. Ultimately she got a song, Pavitram Charitam Yasya, everything is pure, no more test. Because there is a scene in the Ramayana where at the last stage Sita is going to have the Agni Pravesham. Ramchandra makes a claim, life after life I will be coming again only with Sita as my wife. And Sita says, "Oh Prabhu, not in this way at least. I am tired with all the examination and test. Don't you know the truth? You are a Sarvajna. Going on giving tests is easy for the headmaster. How difficult it is for the students." So this time Sri Ramakrishna reversed the trend. And the whole thing is reversed. She was honored, worshipped and kept as the super boss of the Ramakrishna movement. So Sri Ramakrishna corrected that. He remembered perhaps that last life, all these things have happened, should not be repeated because next life, Shakti may not come. So this ability, which is a pain as well as a bone in the human mind, it should be used in an advantageous way and we should be able to take the benefit out of this particular tendency of the mind. Otherwise, that is the only defect in our system, that we always stray away from the goal. The mind forgets the goal. And not only in the spiritual life, even in the worldly life, most of the time we forget the things. Because the day-to-day living, the pressure and the information pouring through the sense organs are so forceful and powerful that we are unable to recede back and recover the memory. Sometimes I find that so many works have come, the past works I have forgotten, so I have kept at least pending works. Otherwise we will forget who is inviting on which date, where we have to go. So much of pressure of work and the limited time and the limited ability to remember makes the whole life a difficult process, and that is reflecting in our spiritual life also. So the ability to forget the whole and also the ability to remember things which are not a part of our goal indirectly brings all the obstacles on the path. Because to get the goal, the mind must have that caliber. It should reach that particular stage. There is no chanchalata. There is no wavering. There is no disturbance. So the saint asks, Krodhana Chora, Jhutana Chora, all these things are disturbance for seeing the Lord. Because these are contrary to the divine. Gauri Kotho Khub Sambhala, Lal Ratan Ekyon Chod Diya. What is this Lal Ratan? Payoji Maine Ram Ratan Than Payo. So we lost the Lal Ratan and ran behind Gauri Kotho Khub Sambhala. And as we discussed yesterday, creation, the enchanting magic cast by the God, has kept us so spellbound. Jhute Janme Dil Lal Chakar. What a beautiful statement, is it not? This is unreal world, tempered by these alluring beauties of this external world. Asal vatanikyo chhod diya. Why did you leave your real realm of divinity? We left God. Because all this external world and the magic will not stand by us. We depend on the external world, everything in the external world. And he says, Khalasi Bhagwan Bharose. Khalas, the great saint, he says, my only bharosa, the only refuge, that Lord, the permanent, the everlasting, the reliable one, that is a real reliance. All other reliance are different reliances. But this is a real reliance on God. And how to get that reliance on God? Only by stabilized memory. Memory has to be stabilized. The strange stories are there in both the life of the householders as well as in the life of monks. Sometimes some of the monks, they almost like lost their head during their last stages of life due to the age-old diseases. The brain, the cerebrum and all those things, organs lose their power. And they will not be able to even recollect what they took as breakfast 2-3 days before. One of the Swami was asking, he is not able to remember the Swami who is treating him and daily coming and taking care of him. What is your name? Maharaj. Daily I am meeting you here, but I am forgetting. Then somebody asked, do you remember the Ishta Mantra? That is perfectly clear. See, that is the blessing. It is remaining very clear. Khalasi Bhagavan Bharose, that Naam Bharosa, the stabilizing of the memory. And how it took place? That is the secret that we have to understand. All of you know it. But just to stabilize the impressions of those ideas, so that the memory becomes very concrete and solid. That is why we constantly have this satsang. Awaken the memory again and again, like watering the lawn. 3-4 days you go out for a tour and come back and the lawn has been not watered and it started drying. Once one Swami who was in Bangalore, he reported, it's so easy for monks to give talks. Because one of the devotees told Swamiji, the moment we go out, we forget everything that you told. So every time we come back, it looks it's a fresh talk. But nowadays devotees also have become very intelligent. Sometimes they say the same example you told in the last talk also. And this problem arises for Sri Ramakrishna also. So they are asking, Mama, why do you go on repeating the same thing again and again? In the gospel, it is there, we find it repeated again and again. Sri Ramakrishna became furious. Who are you to ask me this question? My ideas, I will repeat it 10 times, 100 times. Who are you to ask this question? Same problem came for Swamiji also in the West when he was talking. One lady got up and told, Swami, please tell us something new. And the answer was really very, very brilliant. Swamiji rose to his full stature, widening his already big eyes. He told, Madam, I cannot invent a new truth for you every time I stand up to talk. The truth is as old as these mountains, the earth, the sky and the plain and the plateaus. It remains unchanged. And truth, it refuses to get memorized. That is one of the beauty of the God, that truth cannot be memorized. It is eternal, living, vibrating, burning fire. Burning fire cannot be memorized. It should come spontaneously. Now, the worldly memories have taken possession of our mind, which Swamiji calls as hypnotism. We have been hypnotized by the worldly way of life running behind this jute jagme dilal chakar. We ran behind this and ultimately we decided that that was not the thing we wanted. So we sought God and we got sidetracked. And then we came back to our own source and understood that memory failure is one of the causes for losing track of our goal. It happens many times in the actual life also. We want to go to market to purchase something from the particular stall. Suddenly somebody comes and meets. Then he says, 2 minutes, please come. Then we go there. By that time something else develops. It happened in the life of Sri Ramakrishna's devotee also. We will take it up in the topic. Sri Ramakrishna, the dispenser of divinity. A man came to purchase medicine for his daughter. On the way suddenly heaps of people are gathering and sitting. Out of curiosity, he peeped in. And right at that time, the divine effulgence of Sri Ramakrishna started radiating. And it fell on him. Mesmerized, he sat there. And when the whole thing was over, it was evening, 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock. Then he remembered, my God, I came for some purpose. I got sidetracked. What happened? Now shops are closed. How can I get medicine for my daughter? But he got another medicine. Instead of this Iha Roga, he got the Thavaroga Aushada. And he was totally transformed by one meeting, the divine effulgence of Sri Ramakrishna touching him. And then he became mad after Sri Ramakrishna. And the memory lingered forever till his death. To keep memory stable, what is the hindrance? What is the hindrance to keep the memory stable?
Distraction to other things.
How does those distractions interfere?
Desires.
ultimately you start remembering them, is it not? They all come and interfere, and this memory takes a back seat. And how to keep the back seat working also is one of the method which is used in the japa system. So in India, at a particular stage of life, the rishis, when they were on the voyage to find out the infinite, the divinity, they understood that mind is one of the greatest machines standing between man and God, and this is the gateway to God. And this itself, if the gates are, doors are closed, it becomes a hell, and once the doors are opened, it is the entrance for Godhead. We can reach divinity. And this mind itself is a treasure house of infinite power, knowledge, joy, energy, which is the real nature of God reflected in it. But because of the disturbances and variations caused, mind gets so scattered that it becomes difficult for a man to focus the mind on a particular thing. Even before he wants to focus, hundreds of other things, thoughts, ideas, incidents, events, all from the subconscious mind, they crowd, pop up and distract the focusing of the mind. And all these ideas, memories, all of them are associated with two important things. One is the word. Any idea you think without a word, it will not come. You cannot have an idea without a word. And this word has got a sound. So rishis, they found out, or Indian saints took advantage of this method, that the word has got tremendous power. At the outset, we may find it difficult to accept. Does a word have so much power? Two examples we will take. One is Ramana Maharshi's example, and another is Swamiji's example. In the Karma Yoga, Swamiji describes, talks a lot about the power of the word. How foolishly, day and night, we are using the word without knowing the power. And in the Bhakti Yoga, again, he dwells upon the power of the word in the Mantra Chaitanya, the chapter called Mantra Chaitanya, Om and the Mantra Chaitanya, where he discusses at large about the marvelous theory of Spota, how the whole creation comes out of word. And it is also in the Bible, the word was with God, and the world came out of this word. The whole creation is out of this one single word, Pranava, Omkara. Swamiji says, depressed and sad, a woman bent three-fourths is weeping, one up to her few soothing words. And before you finish the sentence, already the woman is encouraged, she loses her depression, comes out of it, and she starts smiling. Few words of encouragement, a woman suffering, she was holding like this, her body into three-fourths and weeping, and suddenly a man comes and talks encouraging words. He says, look at the power of the word. Few words. Another man is very happy and suddenly use evil words. Within few seconds, the whole mental condition collapses and the man is already drowning inside the water of his own depression. This is the power of the words. Constantly we are using it, is it not? And we are seeing the effect also. Nowadays it is coming as the art of communication. Communication skills. How to communicate. One day in the darbar of a king, a Brahmin Pandit was discussing with the king. And accidentally the topic turned to sadhana, and it ultimately came to the Nama Japa. Chant the name of the Lord. And the Raja told, what is the word use for chanting the name of the Lord? What is there in the word? It's after all a word, Narayana, Om Namah Shivaya. What can happen? Simple mere words are uttered by the mouth, framed by a few alphabets of the language, what it can do? And as they were discussing, and the Brahmin Pandit, he was telling, no, our sages were not fools. They are all experimental. This is a time-tested, efficacious method. Don't talk so slightingly about this. And think of what is that to talk slightingly about this? And what is that? The word you please tell me. By the time his son, who was 8 years old, he got, "Stupid Raja, why do you go on arguing with a pandit, my father, who is a learned fellow? Don't you have any sense and brain to understand even this small point? Stupid king? What? You call me stupid, 8-year-old boy? Not even 100 amasyas you have seen. You dare to talk to me?" And he got down to the Simhasana and about to slap. Brahmin pandit caught hold of the king's hand. "Raja, got the point?" He uttered only few words. "Insignificant boy, and what a mighty king you are. And you were moved out of your throne, Simhasana. You came down to almost kill him. If your ordinary man's word has got so much power, how immense will be the power of a guru who by sadhana has infused the energy into that power, into the mantra. And when it comes from the mouth of the guru, how effective it is." King was simply dumbfounded. And then the boy told Raja, "Namaskar." And king became pleased. Now again, king, you see, one word, how you are pleased. Then king got the idea that words we are using constantly, day and night, it is interfering and creating effect in our mind. Right use of words. Hanuman was an expert in that. That is why he is called Sulling Selvan, king of words. How to use the word at what time and with whom is a Buddhimata Varishtha. Which one? Yes. So when he saw Sita and came back, Rama was in such a tense mood. Instead of disturbing Rama, he told him, "Saw!" And Rama was happy, Sita. Suppose if you started Sita, Rama would have understood and hanged herself. Because many times before one man finishes a sentence, we conclude, is it not? There was an accident and your son, immediately the heart pumps, died? No. Instead of that, living your son. Moment we say living, immediately the faith comes. So the brilliant use of words, communicative skills, Hanuman was a genius in that. So how to communicate with God? That is a question. I want to meet God, how to communicate, how to call Him? Now we will see, Vani will give an answer for that. Moment you say Vani, I didn't even call her, eyes are open, she is smiling, 32 is out. So in our Shastras they say, just as you call a man, in the darkness you tell. Suppose if two Vanis are there, both the Vani will think we are calling them only. So Shastras, they say, automatically a man responds to the call and through that name, you also get the memory of that person, is it not? How to remember a person? Name is the easiest way. Of course, the form also remains. But with the form, many times I tell, I remember you, can you tell your name? But instead of that, hello, Hemalata, how are you? Ha, Sami remembers my name. How happy this is not. But if you say, I don't remember the name, then little sadness, oh, he's not remembering me. Similarly, God also, when we call the name, it pleases Him. All of us, name is the most sweetest word, is it not? That's why we should never wrongly pronounce a name. People get offended sometimes. Is this the way to pronounce my name? So name, even for ordinary mortals like us, it is so tasty. And God's name, they say, is one of the tastiest things in this world, most delicious. And the rishis found out that there are two channels in which the distractions of the mind arise. Whether in the surface mind, getting information from the external world, or the surface mind getting impressions of the subconscious mind. One is the audio and another is the video. Is it not? auditory nerves and the visual nerves they carry. It's so simple, but the difficulty is that what is simple is difficult to see. What is simple is so simple, we fail to notice. Wonderful flowers. How many of us notice the flowers? This is not beautiful full moon. We remember our worries, therefore we can't see the moon. We have our aspirations, so we refuse to see the moon. Thousands of things are occupying, crowding into our mind. How many times we have seen the moon? Today is Purnima, but we don't see the moon at all. Calendar only tells us that today is Purnami. Is it not? But if we really become alert and look at the moon, then we find the beauty and the charm. How many of us look at the sun? Is it not? Even maybe for 1 second, we stay in the sunlight, but we don't bother about the sun. Is it not? How many of us are thinking about oxygen? It is so simple, but we will think about oxygen moment there is no oxygen in this room. Is it not? Because it is vital for our life, yet how insignificant it has become to us. It is so simple. Similarly is our existence with God. Without God we can't exist. Therefore in this existence the greatest things, Vivekananda says, the greatest things in this life are the simplest truths. God alone is here. So simple, and we refuse to see. Is it not? Sometimes people go long way to have appointment with this man and that man and all people. But his own mother will be there in the next village. Hardly he will see her once in a year. No, I am so busy seeing others that I have no time to see you. So someone remarked, in this modern age, we get related to electronic gadgets and we constantly use human beings. In olden days, they were related with human beings and they used gadgets. So getting related to God is hindered by the impressions pouring through our eyes and ears. Constantly we have the experience, but we fail to notice because that is the simplest factor in our life. Suppose we are here, somebody's mobile tone rings. Nowadays we have got a lot of bhajans as the mobile tone, is it not? Harivaras, no, that is one of the famous mobile tones in Kerala. And Namo Namo Prabhu, that is one mobile tune. Last time we had one mobile tune, Ragi Tandiriya, it should be Ragi Tandiriya. Suppose if that song comes, we are also intently discussing and thinking, what will happen? The song, the entering through our ears, is it not? Yogya Ragi, Bhogya Ragi. Sitting here in front of Sri Ramakrishna, suddenly the song will take us. I heard this song first time in Asamgudi few years before. Already we are out of Alsur shrine. Is it not? It is happening to us. And then we are gone, and there we will find Swami Purushottamananda playing the harmonium and moving his body rhythmically and singing Ragi Tandiriya, Bhikshubhi Ragi Tandiriya. What happened? Who brought this one sound? And sound carried the word, is it not? So as soon as you heard the sound, it awakened the word inside us, and the word triggered hundreds of memories associated with it, is it not? Similarly, the visual impact on our mind. Suddenly we see something there, we are doing something, seeing that the whole mind is transported to somewhere else. What happened? We don't know. There was a lady traveling with Swami Sharadanandaji and the Holy Mother in the train. She went to the bathroom and she never returned back. And it was found that she jumped out of the train and she fell there dead. And the train, they pulled the chain to stop the train and the body had to be collected. And the Holy Mother of Sharadanandaji Bharata remarked, by the time she came out of the bathroom, from the entrance, the door was open, the compartment entrance, she had the vision of her Ishta Devata. Suddenly she jumped out. It's a famous study, Sarla, Sarayuvala, something, the name comes like that. I'm forgetting her name. Seeing her Ishtadeva, now suddenly she forgot that she is in the running train, she jumped out and fell there and died. The famous skip, Captain of others and perhaps, and Sri Ramakrishna warned him, never mount on a horseback. He couldn't understand why Sri Ramakrishna told him, don't climb on a horse. Exactly one day he climbed on a horse and suddenly he had the vision of the deity and he fell down then and there. Because the impact of the visual effect, the impact was so much that he forgot that he is on a horseback and so overpowered by ecstatic feelings that immediately he wanted to embrace the deity and he fell down. It happens to all of us, isn't it? Sometimes we see somebody and we run without even understanding that there is a small sill on the door entrance. Then we slip and fall down. So the visual impact, so audio impact and the visual impact, it is all going all around. And one word triggering, going inside the mind and triggering, it also can bring visual effect. Purushottaman, the singing song that he already passed away, is it not? How did it came into our mind? One sound, it came as a mobile dragging through the area. Then the rishis found out that the words can cause this disturbance. The same words can be used to cut those disturbances also. This is called the doctrine of indoctrination. How great leaders are shot by the suicide squads. I don't know how far this is. One of the great leaders of India was shot in that manner only. There's a big happening going on all over India. And from that state, those people wanted to assassinate the Prime Minister. And 7 days non-stop, the tape recorder was playing. You will shoot the Prime Minister, you will shoot the Prime Minister. And within third or fourth day, the mind was so crowded with these words that you will shoot the Prime Minister, you will shoot the Prime Minister. And he was the security guard. And she was going for the interview, he shot it. Because the words came. All other words were arrested by these words, and how did it happen? Repetition, repetition, repetition. Because 7 days, the same word was playing. And rishis found out that only way to keep other distracting thoughts, the roots of those thoughts lay in sound, words and visuals. So how to remove it? They don't start uttering another word. Is it not? You start uttering another word and slowly you will find in the initial stages it may not get proper space. Slowly you have to cultivate the ruchi taste for the nama because our taste is lying on other distracting thoughts. And as the mind gets singled out into this one particular thought, the whole of the mind gets concentrated. Concentration is the focusing of our attention, which is already present in us. Now the attention is dissipated, disturbed, filtered out through the sieve, chaladai, what you call in Kannada? Sieve, chalani, chaladai, Kannada also. So in the chaladai, what we have got? Two wires are running criss-cross. If you put wheat flour, it will not fall fully out. It will come through drops through the holes in between those criss-crossing wires. But if you remove the distracting wires, the audio and the video, the whole wheat flour will fall as it is. But now what happens is, as we chant the Nama, hundreds of criss-crossing thoughts are coming and the name gets filtered out and it trickles, it falls down. How to make it a torrential flow so that the whole attention gets engaged in that? Because attention is like a beam. That beam is now scattered. If we can bring that attention beam as a single one unified beam, that is the way to make the mind absolutely luminous. And when the mind is focused on a word totally, that is a way to get knowledge. How has been the knowledge? All the knowledge in this world gained, Vivekananda says in the educational philosophy, except by the power of concentration. Put this power of the soul on science, it makes a scientist out of you. Put this power of the soul, the attention, the focusing of the attention on music, it makes a great musician out of you. And when a man puts the whole power of the soul onto himself, it makes a saint out of a fool. The whole beam of light, attention turned into one, onto oneself, makes a saint out of us. So the only way they thought was, hundreds of words are jostling inside our mind, creating distractions for our one single vision of seeing God. God is ever present. The only thing is, obstacles are there. Remove the obstacle, the vision is clear. We cannot create God. What we can do is, we can remove the obstructions. Patanjali says, all these things are already existing in us. We are God by ourselves, is it not? The wrong memory has come and it is occupying our mind that I am a jiva. Shiva cannot be created, because if we create Shiva, then we quarrel. Regional parties of Shiva will start. Which Shiva is real Shiva? Who is really a original Indian Shiva? Is a Hindu Shiva or a Islamic Shiva? All these quarrels will start. So Shiva, the truth, cannot be created. What can be done is, what has been wrongly created as Jiva, that can be eliminated. It is Swata Siddhi, existing by itself. You created an obstacle. Like that peace can never be created. It's already existing. You disturbed it by what? Quarrel. Remove the quarrel, peace ensues. Love cannot be created. The moment you create love, it becomes artificial. That's why artificial blood and artificial love has not been created so far. And we create the artificial love and mostly it fails, is it not? No mother ever tells, my dear daughter, please wait. After the third year, I will start loving you. As you start growing, as you start walking, I will start loving you. It cannot be. Naturally, it flows, because love is when we are not. When you are, love is not. The we, the hindrance, once you remove it, love is unselfishness. So what causes hindrance to love is the selfishness. Moment we remove the selfishness, when the self is not, there love is. So when self is not, there God is, because God is love. Where there is no aham, there is soma. Where there is aham, then we start asking questions, koham, 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 who am I, who am I? And then we say, deham. Ramana says, naham, soham. The body comes as an entrance. The mind, with all the properties of a jiva, it is hindering our vision. So what is to be done is not to the object. Clear the vision. Remove the cataract. Is it not? You don't clear the world, is it not? So what has come is an obstruction on the visual path. Because of distraction. That is why the famous shloka Hastamalaka says, Ghana Channa Drishti Ghana Channa Markam Yata Manyate Nishprabham Cha Ati Moodaha Tata Bandhavad Bhati Yoga Mooda Drishti Sa Nitya Upalabdhi Swarupoham Atma. Fools stupidly tell that sun has been covered. No. It is your eyes that has been covered by the clouds. Clouds are so small, how the expansive solar disk can be covered by these small clouds. Similarly, the Nityopulabdhi Swarupoham, ever present God inside, they say he is covered. No, what is covered is your buddhi bhata. Your intelligence is deluded by ignorance. So what you can do is remove the corruption, the adulteration, and the filtered water is already there. And in Iran and Iraq, they just take the sea water, filter it, and it becomes a drinking water. Recently, I had an email, a Facebook mail. One man is walking in the hot marina sand. It was 2 o'clock. And he's so thirsty, he's searching here and there. Plenty of water is there. But how can it be? And then there is one unit, ultra urine filter. That man goes, is searching for a glass of water, and on the Marina Beach there is a small stall and a bottle of water. How much it is? 425 rupees. My God! He says, I got only 200 rupees. By the time a man comes out of the canteen, why do you depend on others? Dependency is misery, independence, freedom is your birthright. And he says, go to that cabin. That it is written, pass urine, filter it out. It is the same water that became urine. It is because the water shortage has become so scary a thing. They say in future it is going to happen. In the history we find in the life of Napoleon, when he was so thirsty going through the deserts, there was no water. And as the horse was about to pass urine, Napoleon got down, took it in both of the hands, drank the horse urine and survived. When a question for survival comes, at that time we will find our intelligence is acting in a different way. Now we are so ashamed, is it not? Anyway, we will get digressed from our topic. We will come back to this topic. How to keep the mind single focused? So the mind must be totally on to the object. And that attention is already there. The object, God, is already there. What is causing our intense obstacle is a distraction, is it not? How to remove the distraction? This is told, all these obstructions, hindrances are caused by audio and video informations. One way to stop that they found was, go on repeating one idea. Through that idea, the object of that idea also will arise in your mind. Just as the nama, when it is uttered, name is uttered, the nami, the person, also comes into your mind, is it not? When you remember a person, the form and the name both comes. You cannot separate it. It is difficult to separate the name and form. Even if sometimes our child, it has got two, three names. In the house there is a name, and in the school there is a name, and fondly we call the child by another name. But whatever we utter the name, that same form comes, is it not? So they found out that this uttering the name can create that thought. And along with it, with that they found out that another law working in the mind, it is called Vyapti Nyaya, law of association. Each mind has a tendency to associate things of the world in a particular way. That's an exclusive law for that mind. So these two things, they took cognizance of it. And they told, utter the mantra and get the association of the mind with it. Suppose I say Ramakrishna. Your mind will go where? Where will it go? One man told, I remember Ramakrishna Hegde. Because he was a Karnataka's famous man, it happens. Because Ramakrishna name is all over the world. Somebody told, I remember Ramakrishna BD. Because there was a famous Ramakrishna BD. He was a devotee of Sri Ramakrishna. And in our college, I saw near our college a famous Ramakrishna hotel in Gileparle. You know that, is it not? Used to take masala dosa there, Ramakrishna, Hotel Ramakrishna. Because he was a devotee of Ramakrishna. So the name, it can create hundreds of things. As I told, one name can trigger hundreds of thoughts and we will go into the bylanes of those thoughts and lose track. So the association has to be created with that. How the memory has to be linked. Every memory can be linked in a different way. Sometimes the memory can be linked in a sorrowful way, sometimes the memory can be linked in a joyful way. Sometimes the memory can be linked in a wrong way also. Like missed calls or wrong calls. So they took up this theory, the science of Nama Japa, uttering the name of the Lord. So as you go on uttering the name of the Lord in the beginning, because of the distaste for the new name and the new sound, and the taste for all other things, the mind would like to wander there. And Sri Ramakrishna says, like a small child holding on to a pole and rolling round and round, however the girl may swirl around, holding on the pole will not make her fall down. If there is no pole, you will fall down, and that is why our mind is falling down. Now they say, plant the seed of Nama Ishta Mantra. Slowly it starts growing. Even with blind faith, just go on watering the seed. You may not understand the science. How many of us understand the science of floriculture? Is it not? Just take the seed, put the seed, water it. And along with watering the seed, we have to weed out also. As we add manures, weeding out is the removing of all disturbances and the wrong and evil habits which can hinder our memory. Cultivate the sunlight of bhakti and pour the water of faith, and slowly the plant grows. That's how the name, the seed, mantra, bija mantra is planted into the heart of the sadhaka through the ear. Through the ear only the mantra goes, gets lodged into the unconscious, and as you start chanting, slowly it starts dominating our consciousness. The unconscious mind slowly starts getting filled up, and little by little, like the virus entering the computer, occupying more and more space of our computer, and ultimately the computer hangs. Is it not? What is the reason? It's a virus. The same way the mantra goes inside as you go on chanting. Slowly after the practice, in due course of time, you will find as you sit for chanting the mantra, like the traffics, like the roads in Chennai, I don't know about other states, as soon as Jayalalitha is going to come, all the roads become empty, traffics give way. She may be 2 hours late, people may be put to a lot of troubles, but the traffic and the roads are empty because Chief Minister has to come. Security. So in the way, similar way, the mind, when it starts understanding the Chief Minister is going to come. Who is the Chief Minister? The Ishta Mantra. Other ministers are Chief Ministers. Below the Chief Minister, they will say, now Ishta Mantra is going to come, now let us give way. That is how the abhyasa, the chanting of the mantra, creates a root in the mind, and it is true. Many of you may be experiencing it. 6 or 6:30 evening, automatically the mind starts. I have found this out, whether I am in the flight, whether I am in the train, I am walking in the market. Previously I used to ask the time and get it confirmed. One man told, Swami, something wrong is there in your brain. Every time we are in the market, evening 6, 6:15, you are asking, what is the reason, what is wrong with you? I don't know, I just want to find out why the mind is becoming quiet. And as soon as it becomes quiet, I find the traffic has been cleared and the mantra will start. Then it will take 6:15, 6:30. That means the habit is taking root inside the mind. And once it is taking root, Nama Ruchi starts. I told the story of Nama Ruchi. Yesterday also I crossed up to 11 o'clock. It's quite interesting. I don't know whether you are tired or not. For me, it's self-affirming the conviction of my work. In the mind, it becomes more and more strong, and the belief in Japa, it becomes so stabilized. What was the point we were discussing? What was the story? Evening time, automatically the mantra comes into the mind. You see how suddenly the distraction, even in the same range of thoughts. Anyway, it will come back again. So this practice continuously, got it. Went back to the same line. The ruchi, the taste, it will come. Like ordinary things like coffee, early morning, wet tea, smoking. The mind itself becomes a guru and remains unconsciously or even mechanically. You have to smoke now. The whole nervous system is tuned. And when the nervous system is tuned to chant the mantra, we make on the calls. This is education. Education is nervous association of ideas. You may talk glibly about truthfulness, but in Sri Ramakrishna's life, not only talk, he If he tells an untruth and even by mistake, if he is not fulfilling his word, the whole nerves will react. We saw how Sri Ramakrishna promised to a man that he will come on one day at a particular day, and he forgot because of the whole day's engagements, and the whole body started reacting as it was approaching evening. And suddenly he remembered, why am I feeling so uneasy? And he remembered I had given a word to that particular person to come and meet him. Then he runs with a helicopter lantern, puts his foot on the soil of his house, and after he comes out, calling him 3 times, and he doesn't respond. Sri Ramakrishna says, I have kept my word. I thought today I will come and meet, it's not 12 o'clock night yet, the day is not over, so I have fulfilled the promise. And as he turns out, the whole uneasiness of the body becomes quiet. And Vivekananda tested, if you have got Kanchana Tyaga, let us see. And he put 1 rupee coin on the bed without his knowledge, and Sri Ramakrishna jumped. The whole nerves reacted. From that, the seeds for educational philosophy of Vivekananda developed. Education is nervous association of the ideas. The ideas must possess like ghost. That I must do the sadhana, chanting of the mantra must come. Slowly it must take possession of our whole psyche. So evening as it starts, automatically the mind tells, get out, chief minister is coming now. Is it not? The indriyas become indrawn. The mind becomes indrawn and the tongue gets ready for chanting the mantra and the whole being is ready. This is called abhyasa. By constant chanting, the mind becomes ready to take up that one single thought. And as you start doing it and as it occupies more and more space in the mind, slowly all other distractions will vanish. And distractions can survive only along with distractions. You will find in the ocean, a wave can survive only when there is another wave. One wave, if you can stop in the ocean, all other waves will collapse. Because the movement has stopped. One wave goes up, comes down. It goes on like this. We see hundreds of waves. It is not hundreds of waves. One movement going up and down like this. Is it not? Similarly, one thought went, it gave rise to another thought, it went down, another thought. One thought. Suppose you have got a necklace. One hookie cut, what happens? The whole necklace falls from your neck, is it not? Similarly, if one word can penetrate into our whole conscious surface or the underground layers of the mind, all other thoughts will get suspended. And when there are no thoughts, what happens? That is what we wanted to achieve. So long we were trying to think of God, when thoughts are not there, what happens? Thinker will not be there. You are a wife only when there is a husband, is it not? You are a mother only when there is a child, is it not? When there is no child, when there is no husband, you are as you are. The wifehood came, the motherhood came, similarly the jivahood, the thinkerhood came because we had thoughts. And as the thoughts collapse and subside, what happens? Thinker is not there. You are the thinker, is it not? And you are the person thinking inside and you are the person blaming yourself that why am I not concentrating? Who asked you to think those thoughts? This is the dichotomical nature of the mind, doing two opposite things at the same time. The contradiction sets in. So Rishis found out the system has got a defect. How to rectify the defect? Put this one element and with this a unified flow of thoughts will take place. And even other thoughts will slowly get streamlined into these thoughts. And whatever you may hear, it will all take you back to that divine mode. As in the life of Sri Ramakrishna, Swamiji and Mother, we find distractions disappear. Now if we are meditating and chanting japam, and if somebody plays a flute, what will happen? Our mind will go to the flute sound and we will be imagining the image of the flute player, is it not? But in the case of Sharada Devi, at night one day she was meditating. As soon as the flute sound was heard, her mind went to Krishna. And there merged into the Akhandakara. She went into Samadhi. Because the mind has become so single-pointed, everything it draws back and puts it into that stream of divine consciousness. Of course, the whole world is permeated with divine consciousness. In our case, it is not divine consciousness, it is devil's consciousness everywhere. It's getting scattered. Once the one-pointed tendency, ekagrata avastha, we told in the first day, the whole mind gets into that mode of ekagrata. It's a beautiful book, The Way of the Pilgrim, where he starts chanting and a lot of distractions come. After some time, the whole mind becomes one unified flow, chanting the mantra. And before starting that japa sadhana, he asked his guru, Master, how is that I can do two things at a time? Remember myself, remember these words, and remember God. Then the master told, as you go on chanting the prayer, at a particular time it will start emerging from your own heart. At that time, you need not have to chant the mantra separately. You'll find it is bubbling out. Just as now you are taking bath and you don't say, I am a male taking bath. The remembrance that you are a male or female is constantly accompanying you, is it not? A king never says, I am a king, therefore I am going to rule this kingdom. A king never says, I am the king, therefore I am passing this orders to the army. That remembrance, it becomes natural as it is like sprouting from the heart. The heartbeat is constantly beating. Like that, the japa becomes the prayer of the heart. And it gets mingled with the heartbeat. And that is slowly practice leading to that stage where japa gets total attention of our mind, and we have developed a taste for nama, nama ruchi. I heard a story in Pune before they introduced tea in India. In the beginning stage, last time also I told this story, I will be repeating. It has got great effect and impressing the points on the mind. On the first day, they came on the elephant back with a huge barrel, with music band party and people singing and dancing. And all were attracted, and they were all given some gifts and allotted a cup of tea. One day it went on, people were very much attracted. They saw the elephant, the music, and people dancing. They got a cup of tea and they got some gift also. After a few months, the same thing continued, but the music party stopped. Still they were happy, at least we are getting some gifts and a cup of tea. And after some time, the elephant stopped. A man brought it in the horse carriage. And after some time, that horse carriage also stopped, and he started pulling on a cart a huge barrel of tea. And gift also stopped, but by that time they had developed a taste for tea. And lastly, simply the barrel came and they told half a paisa per cup, and they were willing to give. And hence, afterwards they told, we are not going to come, the packed packets will be available in the shop. They told, okay, no problem, now we are going to come. The intoxication takes possession of us, like the famous Bengali joke. The son was a drunkard and father reprimanded him, stop drinking. He told, I will stop, one day you must drink with me. Father agreed, went to the bar. And father told, promise me, take an oath that after today you will not drink. He gave the promise. And when they came out, father told, you may stop, but I will not. Intoxication, that's how the Guru Mantra, as it starts taking possession of the mind, you have got some other engagements, is it not? We will find that in the beginning we took possession of the mantra, and after some time mantra takes possession of us. And once it starts taking possession of us, then we will find that like the kitten catching the child and placing it, God has taken possession of us. And then the mantra will take us to the goal. And it is so efficacious that ordinary dacoit Ratnakar transformed into Valmikis by the sheer power of the mantra. If dacoit can be transformed into a great saint Valmiki, whose Ramayana we are all chanting and reading, how much more powerful it can be. Ordinary Gadadhara, he was an archana in the Kali temple of Dakshineshwar. Kenaram Bhattacharya put the seed of the Kali mantra inside. Archaka became an avatar. By what secret? By the technique of Nama Japa. Day and night, Sri Ramakrishna used to chant the mantra. This mantra itself can act as a terrific motivational force. And Indian mothers, the supreme mothers, one of the grandest mothers in the world, how they behave. A young boy, his father had two wives, and he wanted to sit on the lap of the father. The son of the mother of the other son told, "You don't have the yogyata, the qualification to sit on the lap of the father. My son alone can sit." This boy was heartbroken, weeping. He ran to his mother. Normal mother would have told, "You should slap that lady. You should adamantly pester your father and sit on his lap." And this mother turned out to be an extraordinary mother, the typical Indian mother. She told, "No, my boy, you want to sit on the lap of your mother? This fellow is a mortal father. I will make you sit on the lap of the father of your father of your father of your father, who will never perish." And she took him to the teacher, Narayana, Om Namo Narayana. Narada, the great teacher, came. "You want to sit on the lap of the father? This is a mortal, perishable father. Sit on the lap of that father, from whose lap nobody will remove you." He was a famous Dhruva, sheer power of the Nama. Ordinary, weeping, depressed boy who was about to commit suicide, transformed into an eternal post of Dhruva Nakshatra. How did it take place? This is one of the fantastic methods Indian rishis invented. Nama Japa. Archaka becomes avatara, Gadadhara becomes Ramakrishna the avatara. Through the sheer power of the name, he started like that, the journey started. Of course, all other religions, practice and all those things are there. But the beginning of the journey, the boy, starts with God's name, is it not? Same with Vivekananda, all the saints, starting with the Nama and merging into the Nami. That is a spiritual voyage, and it is so efficacious that Tukaram says, "Falling at your feet with folded hands, I beg, Lagunia Payo, Vinamito Tumala, Karatari Bola, Bukhe Nama." Clap and chant the name of God. Tukha Mane Nama, Panchi Chari Mukti, Eshi Bohu Granthi, Boli Ede. This is how our Shastra speak. Take the name of the Lord 4-5 times. And how to take the name of the Lord 4-5 times? So effectively that it will linger in our memory. Because lingering of this divine consciousness in the memory is a sure way to shape our destiny. What will happen to our next life? How are we going to be born? We don't have the control over the present life, but we can shape the next life. And Krishna gives a clue how to shape the next life. Yesha Brahmi Stitipartha Stitvasyama Antakalepi Brahma Nirvana Vrichati. If the divine consciousness stays at the time of death, same consciousness continues in the next life. And how to create the God consciousness? The only surest, simplest way is to utter the name of the Lord. As you go on chanting, what you do the maximum number of times in your life, that memory alone will come at the time of death. If you are Vishayi, the Vishaya Sukha will come at the time of death. But if you got Nama Ruchi, Nama will come at the time of the death. So the same Guru Nanak says, without this Nama, man is Heena. Heena means he has got nothing. Sumiran karle mere mana. What is the next line? How difficult to get the memory, is it not? Sumira Nakarile Mere Mana. Only the tune must come out. Singer Maharaj is sitting outside. Next line comes comparing the effect of a man without Nama. Koop Neer Bina, a well without water. Dheno Cheer Bina, cow without milk. Yes, Maharaj, what is the second line? Sumiran karile mere mana, tere umar geeti hari naam bina. Hari naam bina, your life is going. And what is the effect? It is like a well without a water. Dhenu chire bina, dharti mehru bina. Without the rain-bearing clouds, what is this earth?
जैसे पंडित वेद विहीना जैसे नारी पति विहीना तैसे प्राणी हरि नाम बिना. सो विदाउट हरि नाम दिस इज अवर कंडीशन. हु सेज संत नानक कहे नानक शाह सुन भगवंता या जग में नहीं कोई अपना. हाँ बहुत कुछ लोग है हमारे अपना बट अंत समय nobody will come except our memories, is it not? And these memories will determine design and shape our next life. That's how the story of Jada Bharata and all those things are very well known. We are not going into that. So Nama Japa is one of the essential, most ancient, efficacious method, and Sri Ramakrishna in the last century revived that method. Otherwise, how a common ordinary folk who doesn't have the ability to discriminate and go into Brahma Jignyasa or do so many other things, how we will start the spiritual life? I am seeking God, but how to start? The starting, he says, don't worry, you need not believe, need not do anything. Take this name and go on. That is the beauty of this Nama. Ishta Mantra Japa, that as you start slowly it percolates into your consciousness, into the unconscious cells of the mind, and slowly it starts vibrating. And Patanjali says, how it should be done? Dheerga Kala, long time, Nairantarya, continuously and constantly. Not the 2 days you did, and after 3 days again you are doing it, it is continuous. He says, constantly, so that the habit takes possession of the mind. How it will take possession? Dheerga Kala Nairantarya Satkara Sevito. With the Nama Ruchi you have cultivated, with the taste you start doing. Dhrida Bhumihi, like a tree taking firm roots in the ground, the Nama will spread the roots of the whole mind, ground of the mind will be held by the Nama and other distractions will not come. The different methods of chanting this mantra is there. Static is early morning and evening, and the dynamic mantra is the most best method. When you are taking bath, chant the name. When shaving, mentally go on chant the name. When preparing payasam or sambar, go on chanting the name. If you don't chant the name, you are sure to think other thoughts, is it not? Because the mind is continuously thinking thoughts. The only thinking is transplantation system. Transplant the name into the place of other thoughts. It's called transplantation of thoughts. Thoughts are going anyway. Mind wants to munch something. Like the lady sitting in front of the TV going on munching cornflakes or something. The mind also wants to munch. So put the, like an elephant, you cannot keep quiet. So they will give you a log of food or something. With that, it is getting engaged. The rishis found out, give this Nama mantra for sadhaka, best way of engagement. Keep the mind occupied with. What occupies the mind for long duration, that becomes the very tendency of the mind. You can experiment with it. Once I experimented, we'll come to that point. So static and dynamic, every 1 hour take 2 minutes to recollect the name. It comes like a dotted line. There's a gap, 1 hour gap. After some time as you go on practicing, the gap decreases. After every half an hour you will get the remembrance of the name. And slowly the dotted lines join. Already the dotted lines look like a line, is it not? Because intermittent you get the remembrance of God. How? Simple method. Om Namo Bhagavate Ramakrishna. Yadi Varishta Mantra. So that awakens that thought current again and again and again. Last time I told the story of two Swamis who were disciples of Holy Mother Gopesh Maharaj and Swami Vireshwaranji, and I know that memory slip would have taken place. I will repeat it. I was in the training center and our departure time, Vireshwaranji used to collect all the articles which were given to him by the devotees, and he will have a lottery, lucky dip. So just we were there in his room, one of our cutting jokes, making merry fun, asking lot of questions, and lastly this item. Come on, all of you, come here, pick up the slips. So each one will pick up a number, and that number will be, another number, a slip will be tagged to the item. So I got the number 14. and they took out the lucky dip, there was an asana. One brahmachari got torch, right? Somebody got pen, somebody got handkerchief, somebody got a cap, somebody got shoes, Maharaj's shoes. Till that time, he was so busy with us, totally attending to us. You can see the President Maharaj's quarters there. And as soon as we got the gifts, we made pranam and we were learning. And everyone totally forgot Vedeshwaranji Maharaj because something enchanting has come into their hands. Is it not? Somebody is saying, I got this torch, you know, this is made in US. And another, and the small clock, in olden days, it was very famous. Nowadays, nobody carries. We used to keep in the temple. Pujaris used to keep. I was also very fond of that. Small watch, Sony or Sanyo. You know, this is Japanese made. And my duty, it was a manager's duty, so I had to turn the whole flock out. And before asking the brahmacharis to go to the training center, I turned. Oh, forever etched in my memory, I saw my Guru Vireshwaranji within a few seconds. The same chair on which he was sitting, it was taken to that edge of the window, and like in the Gita, it is described, Pur Mohangali was Sarvashaha, he became indrawn, the whole organs went like this. He said, absolutely lost. I was wondering what happened to him. And this portion went on moving, the throat portion, clearly indicating that he is doing mental japa. And as the name was being repeated, the throat also is going up and down. Then I thought, in spite of all this busy schedule, mother's disciple, how much japa he must have done. And japa like a ghost has taken possession of him. Whereas in our case, hardly we finished 5 years of training. The gifts took possession of our mind. We were all joyfully talking, and then Maharaj had given prasad, sandesh, samosa. We were firing samosa and tea, and we forgot our guru. Actually, after that, we had to go for meditation. But the mind is occupied, and Vireshwaranji simply dropped it like leaving his shoes there. And the whole mind was absorbed. Then I thought, oh, how much practice president of the organization must have done to get this. Instantly the mind has switched from one field to another, like tuning from one channel to another, just one click of the remote control button. That is the terrific power, the freedom that comes to the mind when we start practicing the Namajapa. The other Swamiji whom I want to tell was Gopesh Maharaj. He was a brother disciple of Swami Vireshwaranji Maharaj. Gopesh Maharaj used to do japa night also, dead of night. And the seva told me that sometimes Maharaj will feel tired and he will be sleeping. Because many visitors would have come to him. He was in Vrindavan. Visitors would come and talk to him and he may feel tired or he would have forgotten. In the strain, he will be sleeping. But exactly at dead night, 1 o'clock, first the legs will start crossing itself. Though he is lying on the bed. As soon as the legs will cross, naturally the sleep is disturbed. And the hands will extend outside to take the japamala dabba. By that time, already he has opened his eyes. What happened? And he said, it's 1 o'clock, he got up. Take the japamala and going on doing it. So this is how the practice makes the whole japa. And by that time, the japa takes root. We are not there at all. Ultimately, the very mantra itself will be glowing inside. To get to that, how to chant this mantra? Static, dynamic, morning, evening, before the work, before a conversation, after the conversation, before the journey, after the journey. We can have hundreds of things like this. But there is one central theme which will be running through this mantra japa practice. When you utter the mantra, how do you utter the mantra? Rama Krishna Jaya, Rama Krishna Jaya. Mantra Pulakita Kaya. The whole body, the whole essence of our being, that Pulakita, Ramanchita, that is a taste we have cultivated. Previously, one Swami told the wordings were like this, Rama Krishna Jaya, Rama Krishna Jaya, Manate Pulakita Kaya. Moment I utter, Manate means utter, the whole body is getting thrilled, the whole mind is transported, and the word uttered created so much sensation inside that. Intoxication starts and I slowly get drawn. Intoxication doesn't mean that like Sri Ramakrishna we have to dance or do anything like that. But for ordinary sadhaka, the outward going mind will get attracted and slowly come inside, entering into the shrine of our own heart and start chanting the name of the Lord continuously. So this Nama Japa is the most simplest Deshi Mal. Our country material, Rishi supported, any man, poor, rich, educated, uneducated, any man can take it and do it. The entry, this is the only Aadhaar card or Visa card or passport or anything for spiritual life. Take the mantra from Guru and start chanting it. So with that, the reservation starts. He has chanted the name and God says he has called me once. And if we tell with that emotion, Pulakita Kaya, Sri Ramakrishna says, whoever has ever remembered me or prayed to God from the depth of the heart, even once he will come to me. The other one is whoever performed the Sandhya, sincerely he will come to me. The previous one was whoever in this earth has sincerely prayed to God even once, whether in trouble or in joy, in any other situation, from the depth. So that depth, call from the depth, invites God. And that is the easiest, simplest, surest, safest method. In other things, pranayama, kundalini, awakening, this thing, that thing, so many accidents can happen. In the Nama Japa, perfect reliance. So Ramakrishna Math, through the grace of Sri Ramakrishna, has been distributing his Nama Amrita. Yemi Rushira, Rama, Ninnama, Mentha Rushira. What taste, Rama, your name has got? That is the taste, the essence of the divine soul which is already inside us. May Sri Ramakrishna shower his infinite grace and mercy on us so that the tongue starts chanting the Nama irrespective of the condition of our being. The famous Shaiva saint in Tamil Nadu says, Petra Thai Thanai Magan Marandal. Even if the son forgets the mother who gave birth to him, even when the mother forgets the child to whom she has given birth, even if my eyes fail to blink, if my body forgets the prana which is keeping it alive, and if the prana forgets my body because of which the body is acting, oh my tongue, never forget the Namah Shivaya Nama. That is a prayer that the Manikavasara Thirunavakar has given. And it's a great Shaiva saint's prayer that Nama should not slip from our consciousness. May the blessings of Sri Ramakrishna keep in our memory the constant remembrance of him through his nectar-like sweet Nama. Jai Ramakrishna.